Unit 11, page 105. Listening. Exercises 8 and 9. Conversation 1.
Are you all right, Lydia?
No, I'm not, Dad. I don't feel well at all.
What's wrong?
I have a really bad stomach ache.
Do you think it was something you ate?
No, not just one thing. She ate too much.
Don't be mean, Liam. Your sister doesn't feel well.
He's right, Dad. I think I was too hungry. I didn't have any lunch at school today.
I think you need to just go and lie down for a while. I'm sure you'll feel better soon.
Okay, Dad. I will. I'll just try to rest.
Then don't worry about the dishes. I'm sure your brother will do that.
What? Me?
Conversation 2.
Come in, Tim. Take a seat.
Thank you, Doctor.
So how can I help you today?
It's my elbow. It's really painful. Look.
Yes, it does look a bit bruised. So what happened?
Well, it's a funny story, really. I got home from school yesterday, and I didn't have my key with me. I left it in my locker at school, so I tried to open the door with my elbow.
Oh, I see. And it didn't work?
No, it didn't.
Well, I don't think it's anything too serious. You need to put some ice on it and take some painkillers if it hurts too much.
So it's not broken?
No, it isn't. You're able to move it, so I'm not too worried. But next time you forget your key, just wait for your parents to get home.
Okay, Doctor. I will.
Conversation 3.
Hello, John. What can I do for you?
It's my neck.
Okay. And what's the problem with it? Does it hurt?
Yes, it does. I can hardly move it.
Oh, my. What happened?
I'm not sure. I went to bed last night, and when I woke up, it was really hurting.
Did you play any sports yesterday?
No, I didn't. But I did sleep with the window open. My grandmother thinks the cold air made it hurt, but I'm not so sure.
No, I don't think there's any connection there. Okay, well, let's have a look at it. Can you take your shirt off for me, please?
Sure.